International Correspondence with NZI Insurance. Peace of mind for New Zealand business.
Right, 13 away from 6 to the UK we go. Gavin Gray, morning to you, mate.
Morning, mate.
Was it as bad as the Tories thought?
It was certainly at the upper end of their disaster scale, as it were, what their estimates had been. This is making life very difficult for Rishi Sunak now. So over the end of last week, and the results have been coming in all this weekend, the Conservatives were basically contending the local council election, mayoral elections, one by-election, and police commissioners around the country. All those little local elections taking place on one day. The problem is the Conservatives have had an absolute dog of a time. They're really having to lick their wounds. They lost more than half the council seats, or just under half, actually, the council seats they were contending. 10 police and crime commissioners got sent in the other direction to the party of the opposition, and they lost the Blackpool South by-election in the northwest of England. Now, the former supporter of the UK Prime Minister and their former Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, says Rishi Sunak must own these results. He says the plan is not working and he must change course and swing to the right. Now, he says he really needs to lower taxes now, and says if he's serious about migration, Rishi Sunak should put a cap on legal migration, take us out of the European Convention on Human Rights. That's, she said, how you send a message. I have to say, the opinion polls are not improving, And so far the Conservatives are set for a big, big loss.
Right. How angsty is it going to get in Malmo?
I think it's getting already pretty anxious. So less than a week to go now before the Eurovision Song Contest. It is, of course, meant to be all about music, peace and love. But I'm afraid this has been a particularly difficult build-up and will be a very difficult competition. The reason is this annual feel-good celebration is shrouded by complaints from quite a few quarters about Israel's participation. Yes, Israel competes in the Eurovision Song Contest, as, of course, does Australia, bizarrely. Now, Sweden's already facing heightened security challenges, and the country's putting on one of its biggest ever policing efforts. 100,000 visitors expected, 200 million viewers worldwide for this four-hour spectacle. But the problem is they've already received intelligence that this could be a target really for, yes, extremists and terrorists, but also local, homegrown, potentially Palestinians and Muslims. And so they're really saying, look, we've got no specific threats to this event, but the alert was raised last August following a spate of Quran burnings that angered the Muslim world. We've got others saying there's no way Israel should be performing. And as you can imagine, surveillance is going to be extremely tight for the competition.
For more from Newstalk ZB, listen live, on air or online, and keep our shows with you wherever you go with our podcasts on iHeartRadio.